Anyone else? David?
Attended the Southern Southeast Regional Agricultural Association, which is SARA, on the 1st and 2nd. I'd like to say that they were very thankful for everybody in the city. They had a great time. It was a good meeting. So.
Fantastic. And just on that, I've asked for Kim to, on the appointment for that board. That's actually, as I looked at it, it's not actually an appointment. It's actually they select and then they have me appoint. That's not an appointment. So I've asked that to be removed from our docket, that we no longer appoint. They can check, they can ask whoever they want, but we're not going to do an appointment on that anymore. But I'm glad it went well. Anyone else reports? I've got a couple. I attended the Roadless Rural meeting. It was, I know Martin thought it wasn't super well attended. I was actually pleased with how many people came out, because it's, those meetings are always tough. And I thought there was some great local representation. We had a couple people, a couple ringers from outside of town that took a little bit of oxygen out of the room, but that's okay. Their opinions are valuable too. The assembly needs to, we need to come up with a statement, and I believe we need to look at the issue, work with our economic development director and Lisa, and come up with a statement on this. I know that Petersburg is also visiting this. CAKE has visited, the Tribal Association has visited the issue. And I think it's important that we have a unified voice coming out of this body. So I'm going to ask Lisa to organize that for us so that we can move forward and hopefully come up with a position on that.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Lisa.
Are you putting that in the form of a resolution?
Yes, I believe it should become in the form of a resolution. And I know that our lobbyist also spoke to Lisa and I about this recently on the phone, and gave us some input as well. So that can be, we can take those considerations into account. But this is a big deal, and we'll take some careful consideration and deliberation from us to craft a statement that will reflect the views of the assembly. So I'm going to D.C. I've been asked, well, Lisa and I were asked, and Lisa's going to go north, and I'm going to head south. Probably colder where I go than where she goes, but I've been asked to come and speak to Senate Resource Committee on both payment in lieu of taxes and the Secure Rural Schools Act and the impact on our community. The best news of all is that the National Association of Counties is paying for all my travel, so that's the best news of all. I was a little bit floored when I saw the price of a hotel in Washington, D.C. I apologize for my $100 a night Coast Gateway Hotel at SeaTac, and then I saw what they were paying in D.C. I was like, whoa, I'm staying at the Budget Inn here. So it's going to be, it's exciting to be able to go and represent our community and our specific story, because our story is truly at the far end of the spectrum of what PILT and SRS does. We are surrounded by federal lands that we're unable to grow into or tax. And what is it, Lisa, 97%
of the land
is around us. And even more compelling is we're the third largest city in the United States of America, and the first largest city if you took our population into account. We're the first largest city in the United States of America. So that alone shows you this. We have all this area that we respond to with search and rescue and provide services, albeit limited to some of them. So this is important money to us, and especially for our schools and the ability to keep growing. So I'm excited, and there've been the Association of Counties, National Association of Counties, has been incredibly gracious and helpful in helping me craft my statement, both written and oral. So I'm looking forward to it. And of course, our own Senator Murkowski chairs that committee, so that's kind of exciting that I get to go and see her, not just when she's throwing a rolling pin toss in the logging show, but also when she's up doing her job. So I'll go and represent us, and hopefully we'll have a positive outcome. Any other assembly member reports? All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to mayor and assembly appointments, committee appointment Economic Development Committee. I believe that we had one person interested.
We do, Caitlin Cardinale. And we have spoken via email. She and I were sort of ships passing in the night with trips to Minnesota, but she very clearly understands the role and did not intend for it to suggest that she felt like she was going to be representing one specific viewpoint for the community. So
excellent.
We're very comfortable with her appointment.
Excellent. So I'll move forward and appoint Caitlin Cardinale with the Assembly's approval. And hearing no dissent, Alicia, if you would arrange and let Mrs. Cardinale know that she's been appointed to that committee, I appreciate it.
Yes.
CIPA board appointments, we have one voting member and one alternate member. And I believe there was only two forwarded on that. And that was Lisa for the one position and myself for the other. Yeah, Alicia, do you know, was there anything else received on that?
I checked this afternoon, there was nothing else received.
Okay, thank you. So with the Assembly's approval, I'd like to appoint myself to the voting member role in that board and Lisa back on the alternate member of that board. Is there any dissent on that? Seeing none, Alicia, if you would let Ms. Von Bargen know that she's been appointed, that'd be great.
We'll
see. The nomination, I've removed that off of our docket and to the Southeast Regional Aquaculture, like I say, it's not really an appointment. They ordain who they want. Number 11, public hearing. Ordinance number 970, repealing the and reenacting chapter 5.20 of the Wrangell Municipal Code related to the permanent fund investment policy objectives and guidelines. I will open that public hearing now. Is there anybody who would like to speak on that topic? Hearing no one, is there any Assembly member comments on that? Patty?
The only other concern I had was the charter mentions inflation formula, and I was just wondering if the body of the ordinance clearly addresses a formula.
It doesn't say formula, but it, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, I just started talking. May I?
No, please go ahead. Yeah, thank you for being recognized through the chair. I appreciate it.
So if you look to section, be on page bridging 84 and 85.
Right.
It's section 5.20090A1. It says inflation proofed by the Consumer Price Index for the United States and the fund growth objectives. So it speaks to inflation proofing based on a specific guideline, but there isn't I'm not sure I would call that formulaic, other than that we're going to look at the CPIU and make sure that it's inflation proofed. So if you would like more robust language there, we certainly can put that in.
I think the wording probably should reflect back to the charters, somehow include inflation formula or,
okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's necessary, but it just kind of struck me as, and you're right, this isn't too much of a formula for me, but maybe it's the best we can do.
Anne, did you have something?
I was just going to say that formula is going to be flexible. I mean, that formula is going to change as the economy changes also.
Right.
Basically, this is just a statement to ensure that we're making adequate progress.
That we're making every effort.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. And we're still in the hearing, correct?
Yes, we're still in the hearing. We have not made a motion yet. Okay, is there any other comments? Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing, and there's a recommended motion on 76.
Mr. Mayor, if by way of a process, if the assembly would like to see that section changed, I guess I would recommend that you postpone action on the item and we bring it back with an amendment to that section.
Should we make that recommendation in the body of a motion and then have it? Is that, are you nodding, Alicia? So let's, if someone is willing to make the motion, let's make the motion. We'll formally recognize that we're going to change it and then we will postpone the motion, or do you want to just not do the motion at all?
With, no, with you can
procedurally.
Just, you can just move to postpone.
Okay.
To the next regular meeting with a change to section 5.20090A1 regarding inflation proofing.
Patty, you're up.
I so move.
Been so moved.
Well said.
What she said.
What he moved.
Do we have someone who needs to move?
Did I just make a motion?
What she said.
I'll second.
We have a second.
I got it.
Any discussion on the so moved motion? Hearing none. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prezunka?
Yes. Okay. So we're out of our public hearing. We're on to unfinished business. There is none. New business.
So and this is F, right?
We are now moving F up to A. So F is the approval of a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. Forest Service for site preparation and temporary shelter to preserve and interpret the MV Chugach.
Page 206, Mayor.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you.
Move to approve the memorandum of understanding the U.S. Forest Service for site preparation and temporary shelter to preserve and interpret the MV Chugach.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Lisa, do you want to move us through this?
I am actually going to ask Carol Rushmore to do that because she has been the primary project manager on this.
Thank you, Carol.
So this is a long time coming. Just as a brief background, I'm sure most of you all have seen the MV Chugach that is sitting over in our yard, over in the corner by the gates, wrapped. It is the last wooden ranger boat of the Tongass National Forest. It's listed on the National Register for Historic Places, built in 1925. In 2015, the Forest Service issued an RFP seeking proposals to how to preserve, display, and interpret the vessel. The director of the museum at that time submitted a proposal. Staff worked on it, worked with Greg, myself, to present a proposal because with Governor Murkowski's wooden boat out there, the Marine Service Center taking off, it seemed like a really cool way to sort of broaden our marine heritage elements in the museum. So Wrangell was selected for displaying of the vessel, and since 2016 we have looked at all sorts of mechanisms in which the city and the Forest Service could both agree for the working together in order to put this boat on display and allow access and interpretation. And one of our key components was it has to be very affordable for the city because we knew from the beginning we could not spend money on it. And the Forest Service is restricted on what they can and cannot spend money on. So through a long convoluted process and a lot of people involved, it has come down to the latest proposal, which actually has turned out to be the simplest proposal, is that through the museum's loan documents, they will loan the ship to the museum. The MOU sort of guides the bulk of the activities. The Forest Service is responsible for the site prep and moving the vessel and building the cradle and the ongoing maintenance of the ship. The city's responsibility will be to find some grant funding through marine heritage programs to try to provide access to overlook the vessel. The latest proposal is because they cannot fund permanent structures, And the latest proposal has been to basically buy the canvas tarp, much like what you see on the Marine Service Center. They can do the interpretation panels, all working with, you know, the museum and the city on that. And so it's actually turned out to be much simpler than what all these documents and agreements initially we were looking at. And so I'd like to introduce Herget. I always want to say Heggett. Herget, who is the engineer with the U.S. Forest Service, who has, so we've sort of, by default, we've kind of moved through the process. So Greg and I are still kind of working on this. Cindy has, by default, taken over sort of working on this. And Sam was your predecessor and has,
Sam Carlson.
Yes. Yeah. Who had worked with us initially, and so now Harvey's sort of taken on, like I say, it's gone through a number of scenarios, but I'll let Harvey go from there.
Go from there. Good evening. Thanks for moving me up on the agenda. I am Harvey Herget. I'm the Director of Engineering for the Forest Service in the Alaska region. I'm fairly new to the position, but it's not my first time in Alaska. I worked in Sitka 25 years ago for quite some time, and had the pleasure of actually being out on the Sitka Ranger quite often, so I understand the history of the MB Chugach. So probably the only thing that I would add to what Carol was talking about is that this thing has languished for 3 years, and like I said, I haven't been here this long, but they've been talking about it in the regional office in Juneau ever since I got here, and I'm a kind of can-do guy, so I was like, let's figure this out and figure out how we can move it forward. The thing languished basically because of a lease. We were looking at a lease option of the land because then we could put permanent structures on there. And finally got an interpretation from our Washington office that if we didn't have a lease on the land and we didn't put any permanent structures there, that we could, anything that was removable, we could go ahead and pay for. So we have a fund set aside that basically is a working capital fund that was created from selling the Sitka Ranger and the Tongass Ranger, that we have money available to put towards putting the boat behind the Nolan Center and getting it displayed so that it's there for the public to see and to help do the interpretation and stuff. So it's a limited amount of money, and we want to move forward very quickly here and get it done. Initially, everybody, I think Carol was talking about a permanent structure. We were going to provide, the Forest Service was going to provide the design, at least a 30% conceptual design for a permanent structure to house it. And then city was going to go out and do some partnerships, etc., to try to fund that permanent structure. What we proposed was putting a temporary structure over it that we could provide because it's not permanent, and so we can pay for it. It would consist of sort of the canvas type structures that this, you see at the boatyard right now, as well as build a cradle to hold the boat. We're working with Greg a little bit, and I have our engineers out there already taking a look at how much fill we're going to need to put in there to actually move the boat into place. It's going to take a little bit of fill on the water side to actually get the boat moving device to set that thing in there. So a little bit of work, but my commitment to you guys is we are moving forward on this. I'm committed to get it done. I've already got our engineers working on the site development plan right now, hoping to have that out to contract as soon as we can so we can get the site developed, and then we'll move forward with a cradle contract to build a cradle and get a cover over it. So with that, I just, any questions?
I'm gonna jump in here. The cover now you're talking about is a canvas cover?
Yeah, similar to what you see in the boatyard already, one of those arched canvas covers. Okay. And what we've talked about, the manufacturers of them make an option to have a roll-up side that you can roll up and attach so that in the summertime, I noticed Murkowski's boat's all enclosed right now last time I was there. So in the summertime, we could roll up the sides and take the ends off of this canvas cover and have it available for the public to view. and then in the wintertime, close it up, weatherproof it.
Perfect. And do you have funds within this little, your fund from the sales of the other ships to, you know, mighty windy down there, if it blows off, do we have funds for replacing in 10 years due to UV? Like, what is the lifespan of that cover? And
The manufacturers of the covers say the lifespan's a 50-year lifespan, but I don't know for sure. You know, you put it in a southeast environment, it may not last for 50 years, but that's what they're telling us. It's an agricultural type of cover that's used in a lot of agriculture applications down south, farmers and such storing things.
And those posts will be embedded into the ground in concrete?
What we're proposing to do, so it's movable, is take 2x4 concrete blocks and just lay them alongside where we'll set the boat and put and attach the cover to those concrete blocks.
And somehow anchor that further, or would that just be the only anchor you'd have there?
That would be the only anchor. The weight's sufficient enough to hold it, given the wind loads, snow loads, etc.
Other questions, Patty?
Currently, the museum policy on accepting loans, they do not provide insurance. So who insures this?
Well, it's...
I know it'll be a national heritage site. And doesn't the federal government require some sort of insurance on that, or?
No, I'm not sure I can answer that. It'll still remain the property of the U.S. Forest Service, and we'll be responsible for all future maintenance of it. So if something were to happen to it, I would assume it would be our responsibility.
Okay. Well, I was just reading the current document of our museum, and it says no insurance provided unless specifically stated in the loan agreement. So I just wondered if there was any provision.
There is no provision in the MOU that I recall reading that speaks to insurance.
Correct. Yeah, we didn't put any requirement in the MOU for insurance.
So. And can I expand on that?
Yeah, don't.
I mean the liability.
Yeah, I am too. That's the other thing I was thinking of. Some kid crawling up there and maybe our just general borough insurance would cover the liability of a child getting hurt or falling off. Or
we'll check the liability. Our general liability policy should cover us for things on our property, but we'll confirm that. Okay.
Yeah.
But I would think as long as it still belongs to the Forest Service, any kind of damage insurance is going to be theirs.
Yeah, and the federal government doesn't have insurance. We just cover it.
Okay. Martin, do you want to address that, or did it get addressed?
He addressed it.
Okay.
Just going to clarify, we don't have insurance for anything.
Yeah.
Because you're the federal government.
Yeah.
Okay.
It may cost us in the end, but we don't insure it.
Right, right. Is there any other specific questions on the engineering piece of the... Okay, and thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good to see you again, Harvey.
Yeah, you too. It's been a long time.
It has been.
And so, does anybody have any further questions at all on this?
Just, Mr. Mayor, our commitment as staff to you is we recognize the position that the borough is in, and with regard to the platform that might, the viewing platform around the vessel and the access onto that, all of that will have to come back to you in the future, and we will be looking for outside funding sources for that. And we recognize that although it can sometimes be easy to get an initial first funding source for that, that the maintenance, the maintenance obligation becomes ours, and we already have a severe, maintenance liability for the borough. However, I will say this, one of the bigger concerns we've faced over the last couple of years in terms of access to access by our visitors to some of our industrial sites has been inability of tours to go through the yard. And the Chugach is looked at as a bridge, literally, between the museum and the marine yard, and the platform that we are hoping to be able to build will provide access to the boat and will provide elevated views into the marine yard so that interpretation can be done there, thus solving two problems in one area. And there will be some investment on our part required to be able to do that, but hopefully it'll be worth it for us to be able to get those things knocked out as we need to.
You bet. Drew, any concern that our canvas cover might be kind of an eyesore there right in front of our nice beautiful NOLA Center?
Well, the only thing I can think of on that is we have a bunch of canvas covers right across
right
the way.
Right next door, yeah.
That are a lot bigger. And but in some ways, you might even be able to play it off a little bit like it's part of the
show. That was exactly our discussion, was more of that bridge, and you can solve that in some interpretation of the boat.
I would really like to see us come up with a sustainable pot of money that allows for us to really maintain this properly and really look after it. And if we're going to do this, let's do it right. Let's, you know, empower our museum folks and Carol and the friends of the museum to really chase down funding wherever possible, so that it'd be nice to have a fund that is the Chugach fund, that we feed it with money from other places, or we have maybe it's an extra ticket price to go do the Chugach tour, I don't know, whatever, but if there's a way for us to ensure that we're not dipping into general museum funds.
You know, that's not a bad idea, to set up a ticket system, I mean, like they do in Dawson City.
Right.
To go on any of those old steamers, you have to buy a ticket.
Well, and I think we have had tax monies from the tour ship, and this is definitely going to be a tourist attraction.
Right.
And perhaps we can use some of the head tax money to help with that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Perhaps there's a way for us to do an individual fee that as the tour operators come in, maybe that's an addition. But I would really like to see us build up a fund so we're not coming back to the community to fund us. We have a lot of community projects that are really worthwhile and important. I don't want to see funds drawn away from other projects for a new project that's really important. But I also appreciate the historical significance, and I appreciate the efforts that the Forest Service are putting forward. I recognize that. Come on back, yeah?
I was remiss. I want to just add one thing that's in the MOU that we've discussed, is that once the MOU is signed, we're asking to have the boatyard fees waived. And the reason we're asking for that is because we have a limited pot of money to do the work to get the boat into place. And we're using that same money to pay your boatyard fees. And so my promise to you is we're going to move forward fast and get this done. But we would rather use those dollars to put towards getting the boat in place so we can interpret it, versus paying the boatyard fees. So that is part of the MOU.
You bet. And my question back is there going, so if we have $100,000 there and your boatyard fees are $20,000 and we reimburse you the full $20,000 back into your $100,000 pot, is that $100,000 going to be invested entirely on that project site? Or is there going to be $10,000 sitting in a pot that gets used somewhere else?
Let me make sure I understand you. We're not asking you to reimburse our past boatyard fees.
Oh, waive forward? Oh,
We're just asking to waive them forward.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you were looking for your past. From
although, if you want to give us...
That is not my suggestion.
I was wondering where you were going.
No, I wanted to make sure we're not losing a big time. Sure.
I have two things. With that statement, will the MOU include a timeline of completion?
It does not currently have a timeline of completion in there, but we can certainly put one in there.
Because I would be more comfortable with waiving the further boatyard fees if we knew that this would be done in 3 months or 4 months versus a year.
Something reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, something reasonable. A rough timeline.
A rough timeline.
And then secondly, I I'm sitting here thinking, I have a debacle in my history. I had my students, a senior student, build a really, really nice set of bleachers over at the T-ball field. And we engineered that and put great thought into it and neglected to consider the wind load to the extent that we... And it came that first fall, and we had a really great winter storm that came the opposite direction we figured they would, and blew that darn thing right over.
Okay.
And we buried some substantial amount of concrete into the ground to make sure it wouldn't do that again. Those canopies are huge, and those 2x4 blocks are not that big. I would like to have you guys reconsider pouring concrete. Even if it was just two single rails of concrete with gravel in the middle, but then anchoring the canopy to that concrete, those two concrete footings, so to speak.
Maybe too permanent for you, though.
I can take that into consideration, whether I can get that through our acquisition folks as a not a permanent structure.
Could be torn up. Or
could be...
One other suggestion would be that we go down and set some hooks from our utility department and have winter straps. We could do some type of strap arrangement to ensure that it doesn't blow off.
The idea is that those concrete footings would look more aesthetically pleasing with the idea that we're moving forward with these platforms and stuff. It would be also a safer setup rather than people standing and falling out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the point for the Forest Service is simply when does it become a permanent structure versus a temporary structure? If you pour a footing, you've now created a permanent structure. Would that be correct?
That is correct. Okay. I am perfectly willing, though, to take that through our acquisition shop and ask that question.
Head up to the T-ball field if you want to see project gone wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Real quick, the less permanent, more mobile, the better. There's a major storm drain under where they're going to put the two-jack, and there's a huge part of the town. So if you're starting to start talking about forward foundations and stuff, you know, you got to keep in mind that that's a huge portion of our
system. Sounds good. David?
Well... That being said, that kind of stops what I was going to say. We could incorporate what we want to do with other footings that they could attach their system to that we did ourselves.
Yep.
That way it's not part of your non-permanent structure. So,
and if the
footings that can be moved.
I think the concern from the assembly is simply we get some horrendous blows down there.
Gotcha.
I have always been amazed that those structures have remained, but they're set on containers, and those containers are set in, you know, like they're welded together, and it's very, very stout. And we've all seen some pretty horrendous winds come up from the front, and the worst ones sometimes are coming right out of the river. So it's just something for you to consider. You're an engineer. We'll leave it to your fine judgment.
Yeah, and we will analyze the structure and make sure it's structurally sound for the wind loads as we go through it.
Up in the boatyard, we'll give you a call.
So did I hear you volunteer to put a foundation in?
Maybe going down in his spare time, he's good with gun ranges and foundations.
Well, I didn't volunteer anything. He's rolling.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate your time on this.
Right. So
we have a Patty.
Well, I was just going to call time because you guys are going to start scratching on paper and starting to draw things out.
No, we're moving forward. Okay, so. We have a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded. So is there any other comments on this memorandum of agreement with the Forest Service? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Buzanca?
Yes. Okay, the new B is resolution number. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate your time. Resolution number 11-19-1499 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget and the CIP fund, accepting a loan in the amount of $3,821 and a grant in the amount of $3,161,000 from the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development for the Water Treatment Plant Improvements Project and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 11-19-1499.
I know.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Can we, Patty, give the page number up?
92.
92, thank you. I'm scrambling here. All right, there we go, page 92. All right, any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember DeLong?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay. C. Resolution number 11-19-1500 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the CIP fund, accepting grant in the amount of $2,996,953 from the United States Economic Development Administration for the Water Treatment Plant Improvements Project and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 11-19-1500.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
I second.
It's been seconded by Drew. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Excuse me. Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. D, resolution number 11-19-1501 of the Assembly of City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the Industrial Construction Fund, increasing the authorized expenditure in the environmental cost account in the amount of $10,780 for contaminated site work plan development.
Move to approve resolution number 11-19-1501.
If you move, do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Maya. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Can someone give me another page?
196.
Here? Thank you. Page 196. We moved through that pretty quickly, didn't we? 196. Okay. E, resolution number 11-19-1502 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, calling on the government of British Columbia to act immediately to protect the transboundary Stikine watershed and all who depend on it from the impacts of Canadian mining projects.
Move to approve resolution number 11-19-1502.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. F, resolution number 11-19-1498 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the Harbor Fund by accepting unbudgeted revenue from the sale of the 65-foot aluminum gangway in the amount of $8,500 and authorizing the expenditure and amending the Harbor Fund and Commercial Fishing Infrastructure Replacement Fund, accepting raw fish tax revenue in the amounts of $68,154.40 and $216.314.70, respectively.
Move to approve resolution number 11-19-1498.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Yeah, second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
We're getting $8,500 for that gangway.
Yes.
And we're approving the expenditure of that amount of money.
That's correct. We're getting $8,500 and we're asking to put that in to the authorized additional expenditure in the harbor budget.
Okay.
Just for that amount. That's why the resolution is so cumbersome, because for the $8,500 we're accepting it and asking for its expenditure, amending the budget, where with the money from the raw fish tax, we're only accepting it as revenue.
Okay.
We're not amending the budget to authorize additional expenditure against that.
Okay. I understand now. It was just awkward.
It is very awkward, yes. Sorry about that.
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
Just happy we got raw fish tax.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And hopefully it keeps coming.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. H, approval of renewal of memorandum of understanding between Wrangell Cooperative Association and the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska.
Anybody have a page number?
223.
223.
Thank you.
Move to approve renewal of memorandum of understanding between the Wrangell Cooperative Association and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second.
It moved and seconded. Assemblymember DeLong seconded it. Any discussion?
There is a little typo that I believe we have to take it back to the tribe.
What is that?
It's in section 4, B. It's on page 226. They have mislettered. Do you see it?
Page 6.
Section 4B.
It says Borough of Wrangell or WCA may be eligible to apply.
Yeah, but that's part of A.
Oh, we can change the numbering.
Okay.
The tribe has approved this and actually signed a copy, but we can change the lettering and get that back to them.
I think the formatting program assumed that the word borough, as it was capitalized, signified a new sentence and put in the B.
It's just a little.
You caught it. Because you caught it now.
I'm always surprised at some of the things you catch.
Yeah, I know. We all are. We're all impressed. Any other questions or discussion?
Mr. Mayor, yes. I have one comment I'd like to go on the record about. If in that same section 4E, if you'll see WCA, when WCA received this document, it said, confer with the WCA, comma, to the maximum degree possible, comma, prior to entering lands. They struck to the maximum degree possible, which I completely agree with. What I realized after Esther got this back to me is originally that section just said notify, and I added confer with the WCA to the maximum degree possible, but I forgot to put notify back in there. And so what the board thought they were seeing was us wanting to take away the need to confer with them. I was actually intending to make that section more robust, saying we would confer with them to the maximum degree possible, but always notify. And previously, all it did was say notify, and I added confer with. So I explained that to Esther and said, I'm very sorry, because my intent was not to take away from what it appeared our duty is to let them know. And she said she would advise the board of that. So we'll leave it as it is, just say confer with WCA, because it gets the point done. But I wanted you guys to know that was a mistake on my part.
Thank you.
And when I read that, I thought that's going to be difficult for us to do, because when we start to develop lands, and I'm thinking of one site we talked about in executive session, that we may not know the cultural significance of it. So we almost have to notify the tribe when we're doing almost anything, I would think. Just a heads up.
Yeah, I think anything on land that is, that's not currently developed, I guess, or anything that is developed that is very clearly any land of tribal significance. That's a conversation that I will have with Esther to make sure that we have an understanding about what needs to happen. Because we're not doing anything inappropriate.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And I think there has to be some mutual trust that the language will not be weaponized against another party. And I can see your concern that it's somewhat squishy, because we don't know what is significant. And is it one tribal member says, oh, this is significant to my family, so now somehow we're... But I believe that the MOU is designed with language that allows us to, pull out if required because it's too burdensome. So we have some stop gaps in there. And I don't believe that anybody's intention is to halt progress, but rather just increase cooperation is my belief on this. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Prezunga?
Yes. Approval to dispose of city surplus property in conformance with the Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.060 and the authorization of the borough manager to dispose of any surplus property not purchased during the sale.
It's on 229.
Oh.
Move to approve of the disposition of surplus property in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.060 and to authorize the borough manager to dispose of any city property not purchased during the sale.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Is this the property from out in the warehouse?
It is part of it. It's actually mostly just from the electric department. They were really, and a couple of vehicles as well. They were the ones that had basically a grouping of things that were ready to go in very short order. And if you'll look at the list here,